Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience sharing article entitled, Falun DAFA Lifted Me Out of a Life of Misery, by a Falun DAFA practitioner in China. The article was a selected submission celebrating the 24th World Falun DAFA Day on the Minghui website and was published on May 17, 2022. I am 70 years old this year. I attended Master's Lecture Series in Tianjin in March 1994. And from that day on, Master changed my destiny. I was lifted out of misery and brought back from the brink of death. On the occasion of the 24th anniversary of World Falun DAFA Day, I'd like to tell you all how my life changed from darkness to light. Part 1. Plunged into suffering. My husband ended up in the hospital emergency room for chest pains when he was 39. His heart stopped beating. The doctors did their best to save him, and his heart started beating again 26 minutes later. But because his brain was deprived of oxygen for so long, some of his brain cells died. He couldn't recognize anyone or remember anything. He was in a vegetative state. With attentive care, my husband did regain consciousness and was able to walk again. But his mental and intellectual ability were that of a child. I was in my 30s then. I had to start from scratch and teach him basic skills. I had to raise our 7-year-old daughter on my own. You can just imagine how hard my life was. Every day, I faced a simple-minded husband and a young child. I couldn't resign myself to leading a life like that, and I gradually became depressed. I couldn't sleep and kept thinking about what to do. My body collapsed as well. I became absent-minded at times and didn't want to live anymore. I began thinking about ways to end my life. One December morning, I got dressed and walked out the door. My daughter saw the look on my face and felt something was amiss. She ran after me and hugged my leg, crying, "Mommy, don't go." I looked at my young child and wondered how she was going to live with a retarded father. I couldn't bear the mental suffering. There was nothing happy about my life, and I stopped smiling. I felt miserable every day. Part 2. Finding the Light. I suffered from severe anemia and insomnia and felt death's hand on my shoulder. A friend saw the state I was in and gave me the book, Falun Gong. When I finished reading it, she gave me a ticket and told me it was for a Falun Gong introductory class. She suggested I attend it. It was March 1994, and Master Li was lecturing in a hall in Tianjin. The first day I went into the hall, when I sat down, I felt a cool breeze blowing over me. I later learned that Master was cleansing my body. That first night, I was able to sleep and felt energetic when I woke up. Thoughts of wanting to end my life disappeared. Falun DAFA changed my destiny that day. Falun DAFA's main book, Xuan Falun, was soon published, and I read 2 lectures every day. All the questions I had were answered. My spirits were lifted. 4 months later, there was a health exam for employees at work, and I discovered that the lump in my uterus, as large as an egg, had vanished, and the bleeding that had plagued me stopped. Master taught us to be good people who constantly place others first. Falun DAFA opened my mind and put a smile back on my face. I felt happy. Master pulled me back from death and set me on a bright path, from bitterness in the first half of my life to sweetness in the latter half. My husband lived for another 8 years and passed away peacefully. Part 3. Miracles happen just like that. I'd like to tell you about 3 amazing things that happened. When I was attending master's class in Tianjin in March 1994, on the third day, I rode my bicycle home after class. Thinking about what master had just taught, I felt happy that he promised to protect us. I suddenly felt something hit me on my left side, and I lost my balance. The impact pushed me to the side of the road where there was a pond just about a meter away. Suddenly, I felt someone steady my bicycle, and I glided forward smoothly and didn't fall. I looked up and saw a motorcycle speed past me. The driver suddenly turned around and headed towards me. It was a young man who stopped in front of me and said, "Are you okay? I didn't mean to hit you. Let's go to the hospital." I smiled and told him, "I'm fine. You were driving too fast, but I'm all right. You can go." With that, I continued on my way home. I was overjoyed as I knew Master had protected me. Just like Master said in Xuanfalan, quote, "In doing so, we also do not allow it to go astray. If you truly follow the righteous way in cultivation, nobody will dare to do something to you at will. Besides, you have the protection of my fashion, and you will not be in any danger." Unquote. In 2003, one of my brothers fell and broke several ribs and punctured his lungs. He bled a lot internally and went into shock. He had trouble breathing. The hospital told us to be prepared for his death. Everyone was anxious, as my brother was only 47 years old. I asked Master to help him. He stopped bleeding and recovered without surgery. While he was in the hospital, I spent a night taking care of him. When I rode my bicycle home, I felt something hit my bicycle as I rode downhill and was thrown off the bike. Just as I was about to land, I thought, "I'll be fine." I landed on something soft that felt like a sponge. I quickly got up and found I was uninjured. There was only a little dirt on my clothes. I turned around and saw my bicycle about 2 meters behind me. A few people who passed by helped me get my bicycle up. The front tire had gone flat. Then I saw a motorcycle on the ground, crushing a man's leg. Passers-by quickly got him out from under it. His jeans were torn, his leg was injured, and he was bleeding. The young man was so frightened he was about to cry. He kept apologizing to me. I comforted him, saying, "You didn't mean to hit me. I'm all right. Don't be afraid. I'll not extort any money from you." Witnesses said, "Don't be so foolish. You may look all right now, but who knows if your internal organs have been injured. You may need to go to a hospital." Someone told the young man to give me money as compensation while another person asked for his number. I told him I didn't want any money and told the young man to leave quickly and get his leg taken care of. The young man grabbed his motorcycle and left. I couldn't ride my bicycle and called a taxi to take me home. I was hit so badly, yet I was fine. I was grateful to Master for saving me once again. Then, one day in December 2017, I was riding my bicycle to my mother's to take care of her when a speeding car suddenly hit me from behind. I was thrown to the ground before I had time to react. After some time, I heard someone say, "Can you hear me? Can you move? Let's move to one side." I opened my eyes and saw a big electric car, the kind disabled people use. There was an ambulance, too. Several people helped lift me up to the side of the road. I said, "I don't need to go to the hospital, I'm fine." The ambulance left. The police rang my daughter and told her to come. They insisted on taking me to the hospital because I had a huge bump on my head and was vomiting. Several people took me to the hospital. They did a CT scan of my brain and kept me in the hospital. I began to lose consciousness just then and cannot recall anything. I later heard someone call my name and I woke up. A doctor asked me what my name was. He said, "You have a cerebral hemorrhage, brain bleed, and need an operation." I said, "I don't want to do it." He went on, "Your blood pressure is very high now. If we don't let the blood out, it will cause a lot of damage." I said, "No, I don't want to have surgery." After that, I lost consciousness. When I woke up, I asked for my family and was told I was in the emergency room and I had been unconscious for 2 days and 2 nights. My mind was blank. I couldn't move my head. If I moved it even a little, I got dizzy. I also could not remember Master's teachings. I begged Master to save me. I asked my daughter to go home and bring me Master's taped lectures. I put in my earbuds and listened to Master's lectures nonstop. Gradually, I regained my memory. When I was able to sit up, I asked my daughter to take me home. I said, "I want to go home and do the exercises. That way, I'll recover faster. Master is looking after me, and I'll be fine." Thus, after staying at the hospital for 5 days, I went home. The doctor told my daughter to sign paperwork that said I would more than likely suffer ramifications in the future. My daughter was so frightened she cried. At home, I didn't worry about anything and just had faith that Master would save me. I read Falandafa books every day and immersed myself in Dafa teachings. It was a wonderful feeling. I did the 5 exercises. In the beginning, I couldn't stand and had to sit to do them. A few days later, I was able to stand up and do them while leaning against a cabinet. Symptoms such as dizziness, lack of energy, and so on gradually went away. A miracle happened to me as I followed Master's teachings and conducted myself as a practitioner. Over a month later, I completely recovered without any side effects. Not only that, but my memory was also better than before. I had tried to memorize Ranfalan in the past but couldn't, so I gave up. I began to memorize the book again, and my memory was particularly good. I thank Master for saving me once again. A week after the accident, the transport department wanted to resolve the incident and asked both parties to come in. My daughter went in my place, as I couldn't yet move. Prior to the meeting, I learned that a handicapped person in his 50s had hit me. He told the police he was ill and had little income. I said to my daughter, "He didn't mean to hit me. He's already in his 50s and has no pension. He's also disabled. He's down and out. Don't ask for money. Just listen to what the police say, and don't take any money from the man." My daughter called me after she came back from the police station. She said the police played back the video recordings of the accident, and she cried when she saw how badly I was hit. Luckily, there was no car behind me, or the consequences would have been unthinkable. The police officer told my daughter the other party was fully responsible for the accident and asked her what she wanted to do about it. She said, "My mother told me not to ask for money. Although she has not recovered yet and does not know what will happen in the future, she feels sorry for the man. My mother paid the 30,000 yuan in the hospital fees, not including other expenses. I do what my mother tells me, and I will be a good person." In the end, the man agreed to compensate me for my hospital bills. We didn't ask him to pay the other costs. The man who hit me and his son were moved. Even the police officer said, "You have met a good person. I've handled many accidents like this, and usually people ask for at least 200,000 yuan to cover things like loss of income and future medical expenses. In your case, the victim did not ask for anything." The man and his son kept telling my daughter, "Please thank your mother." Master taught us that as practitioners, we should be considerate of others and let go of personal benefits. I handled the situation the way Master told us to, and consequently, I recovered rapidly. Even though my skull was fractured, it did not suffer pain. Everyone who heard about the accident said I was very kind but very foolish, that I should have asked for more money. I related my experience to show people how wonderful Dafa is and how remarkable Master is. I said if there were more good people, like Falun Dafa practitioners, society's moral standards would improve. However, the CCP uses its power to persecute those who conduct themselves according to truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Those who suppress the good are evil. The CCP is a cult. Through my experiences, My family witnessed the miracles of Dafa. My daughter is particularly grateful to Master for saving my life and often places fruit in front of Master's picture to show her respect. My brother said, "Sister, you don't know how bad you looked. Your face was swollen and purple. We were terrified. Your blood pressure was over 200, yet you did not consent to surgery. The doctor said you were in danger and you were unconscious for 2 days. We were frightened to death. You recovered so quickly and there were no complications. Falun Dafa is indeed extraordinary. When you told us that in the past, we were in doubt. Now, we believe it."
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled, "A Reckless Man Gets a Second Life After Practicing Falun Dafa," by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on June 2, 2023. A leopard can't change its spots, as the old saying goes. However, that wasn't true in my case. Practicing Falun Dafa has changed my very nature. 20 years ago, I was a man that the villagers tried to avoid. I had a short temper and would do anything to get ahead. I often swore at and even beat my wife and fought with the other men in my village. Once, I almost killed a man when I hit him in the neck with a shovel. I had piled up a lot of bad karma from doing bad deeds, and my health quickly declined. My complexion turned yellowish, I frequently fainted, and I had a low platelet count. My wife had to do our housework and work in the fields. She took care of our 3 young children while I played card games all day long. Falun Dafa was introduced to our village when my family was on the verge of breaking apart. I started practicing Falun Dafa with the idea of curing my diseases and keeping fit. However, Falun Dafa is so miraculous that within a few days of practicing, my body changed completely. Suddenly, I could eat well and sleep well, and I lost the desire to drink alcohol and smoke. My body started getting stronger, and I found that I could work harder, and I wanted to. My temper improved, and the swearing, violence, and crying in my home all came to a stop. The whole family was very happy about these changes, and my wife often told people how good Falun Dafa is. But after the persecution started in 1999, I was arrested and jailed for 4 years because of my practice. While in prison, I acted according to the standard of a Dafa practitioner, and the guards held me in high regard and told the other inmates to learn from me. Once, while I was in prison, I had an episode in which I vomited blood, and the guards wanted me to see a doctor. I thanked them but declined their offer by telling them that Falun Dafa would cure me. I recovered in a short time, and the guards witnessed the extraordinary power of Falun Dafa. Upon my release, my wife gave me the book Juan Falun. She had kept it hidden from the persecution the entire time I was in prison. I was very moved that she had continued to support me and suffered through my years of incarceration. She said, "No matter what the situation is, I will always say Dafa is good. I understand you very well, and what you did was right. It is all the fault of the evil party. You should cultivate diligently, and I will always support you." I organized a team to do contract construction jobs. Though I'm over 60 years old, I'm as strong as the younger men on my team. I strictly adhere to the standards of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and I'm always considerate and kind toward others. Our team has a good reputation for consistently high quality in our work. For many years, I have been in charge of managing and maintaining the water wells in our village. The villagers trust me, and they know the Falun Dafa practitioners are good people who are fair and honest. I was busy with contract work this year, so I proposed that someone else should manage the wells, but the villagers would not have it. They would not let anyone else do it, so I had no choice but to accept the job. And I know the people's trust, comes from their recognition of Falun Dafa's goodness.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.